Channel 2 over and a continuation visit with Miss Daisy and Mamu this Wednesday morning, the 26th of April, 72.
Yeah, they mustn't get stiff. No, I don't bet he's had any fire in here today. I got a little fire in my room.
I don't think there's been none in here.
No, you're cold too, aren't you? Well, they'll be getting off pretty soon, so it's not much use to have it. Are you been getting along all right?
Well, I've been getting better.
Well, that sounds like good news.
Getting better.
Just getting better. Well,
I've been hoeing a little in the yard.
Well, you certainly got some pretty verbenas. They really are pretty.
I think they're pretty.
And you have them every year. You don't have to plant them every year, do you?
No, you don't have to plant them every year.
And that makes it nice when you don't have to do something every year.
That's right. Yeah. Just let it stay there and let it grow itself.
Yeah, let it come on up. And all you have to do is keep the grass out.
Well, when did you hear from them children and that
I heard that... a day or two ago, and I heard that they are coming for me the last of May. So I'll get to be here three, 4 more weeks. Three weeks, if not more. And they were getting along all right. They want to go to Texas, though, to see little Faye. And then they're coming on down here. And but they've been... She was wanting to know if I needed to send me some short sleeve dresses, and she says, if I don't, why, I says, just cut off what you got and make them short. She's a mess. She's just cut them off and make them short then. But I don't want to cut off some kind of winter dresses and make them short.
No.
But I want to keep
them. Like if this weather keeps on, you can use them. I think I
kind of wish I'd put on even a heavier dress than this today. And they say this is your birthday. Is it your birthday? Or
it
has been?
My birthday Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Saturday gone.
Oh, done past.
The 15th.
Oh, the 15th. Well, she said something about it being your birthday. And so I didn't know whether it was going to be or was the day or when.
Well, it was Saturday.
Yeah, I think he's got that window up. Seems to me like, hasn't he? Has he got that window up? I can't see
it. It looks like it.
Well, I'll leave it alone.
Let it stay like he thinks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't ever change their things. Anyway, I do what I want to in my room.
In your room. But when you come out, you put up with what they do.
Yeah. Well, what did you do on your birthday?
I didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything. I just stay there at home.
Stayed at home.
And didn't have a birthday cake?
No, never had a cake. Nobody didn't bake me a cake. I didn't have a card.
You didn't even have a card, a birthday card. Well, people just do forget things, don't they?
That's right. They forget them.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling so good. So I said I didn't need nothing.
You just was feeling so good.
Yeah,
well, I think that's fine, Daisy. You're just feeling so good you didn't need anything at all.
No, I said I wasn't feeling good.
Oh, you wasn't feeling good.
Feeling.
I thought you said you were
just
feeling
almost sick. And I just laid around. Then sat around home.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Just sitting home.
Well, I got a present yesterday for Mother's Day. And the Mother's Day is not to be until next week.
They're going to get it your own time.
That was from my sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where does your sister live?
Well, she lives not where we live. She lives in Tennessee, but not Mm-hmm. Not very close from to me. I don't get to see her very often.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to see her once a year, hardly.
She's
never married, and she teaches music, and has a little home, a house, and
mm-hmm.
she teaches music in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 70. She's 70. I forget how old she is. She's up in the 70s, I believe, though. I believe she's 70. Well, she's just about that, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. She's my half-sister.
Oh.
And only one now that I have, only sister of any kind, or brother or anything. She's the only one I was living.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never married. And she thinks I'm just all of it.
Yeah.
She was about four or five years old, when I married. So
yeah.
when I married, and so she remembers me, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we live close together, so she stayed with me a lot.
Yeah.
And even after I married, and she was off teaching school, she'd come back every summer and stay with me.
Oh.
And but I'm mighty glad she's where she is. She's down there at her mother's old hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where her mother is buried, and her brother and all is buried there. And her grandfather, there was the old home. He was a doctor, and she had an uncle that was doctors, and she's got cousins that's married doctors, and so.
Well, she's
so, but they're all dead except one of her cousins is a doctor there, pretty close to her, so she kind of goes to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's diabetic, though. She can't eat sugar and things.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be careful about what she eats,
mm-hmm.
you know, what she cooks. So, and she's pretty highly nervous, you know, and gets excited about things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She has. her brother and mother both died of high blood pressure. Heart attack, you know, and blood pressure. So keeps her scared, you know,
mm-hmm.
about it too. She has it too.
Well, it's her father.
But she's a small, her father's dead too, you see. She and I are the only ones in our family now.
Mm-hmm.
So her mother and her father's mother and mother's father and all of those are dead too.
Mm-hmm.
She just has some cousins.
That's right.
There. And me. And some step nieces. Like my nieces.
That's
and
a pretty
so.
Dress.
This
oh,
one?
Yeah.
It's pretty blue, isn't it? The shade is pretty.
I like that color.
It's just a nice little. It isn't real thin, and it's not thick.
Real heavy.
It's kind of a cotton and something mm-hmm. mixed. It makes it very nice on a day that's
mm-hmm.
not too hot, you know,
that's
not too
right.
cold. So I brought some of those dress or two like this with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have those kind. But I think when we go in town, I'm going to take a sweater.
No, sure would.
Yeah, because I don't expect they've got any fire in the house there where she'll teach, where she goes to teach. They've had company all this week.
Yeah, I think so.
Just left this morning at 9 o'clock. I didn't know whether you was going to get up here or not.
She come down yesterday evening.
Did she come and tell you?
Yep.
Well, I didn't know.
She said, we got company up to the house. She said,
yeah.
I said, well, you won't need me. She said, oh, yes, you come and we'll have our little visit. So he's gonna leave, put it early, says
uh-huh.
just the boy.
Yeah. He's got to go back to Miami. He was going. One of Guy's former students, and he was out here a lot last year, I think. And he wanted to come back up here, visit him. Oh, and they say we had a baby calf last night, yesterday evening.
So
our last one that we'll have this year.
So you had a baby calf last night?
Yeah, and we're hoping that it would be a little heifer and it's a little bull. Because she has such beautiful calves, this one that has, and always has. And the last three have been bulls, and they have been beautiful, just beautiful bulls. But, of course, he don't want to keep them, you know. Because he tried to keep some one year, and there was so much trouble to keep them separated.
Yeah.
And, separated from the old pappy bull and separated from the calves until he sold them, you know, to get a good price for them. So he just learned now to go ahead and sell them all the
bulls. That's right.
At the end of the year, I have them sell them when they're about a year old or in the fall. And it makes it easy for him. He keeps a few of the little heifers, though, every year.
Well, he just keeps them till they get a certain age.
Till 2 years, he keeps them. And then he lets them have a calf. When he'll keep 4 or 5 heifers every year, you know. And then he lets them, he'll keep them till they get 2 years old, though, before he lets them have a calf. And he won't let them, I think. He had one that got over and when she won, but about a year old, and she died with a baby calf when she had a calf. No, it died too. So he won't let them be so early, get so early. So he keeps them. That's why he has to change them from place to place and keep them away from the old big daddy, you know. Man, the big bull. And so he had about 5 little heifers that he's put in with the old daddy cow now for the first time he saved. And they said one of them had a kind of hard time. She was really suffered a little after he must have been rough with her. Too big for or something, but that's what he says. That's the way he's got it down to, because he let him get up to about 90. He had about 90, and he couldn't have too many for him to look after. So now then, he keeps his herd down just to play with, kind of, you know. Can you hear him hollering at him? I guess sometime, can't you? And they'll just come hollering. They'll just come running for him. He has them all trained so good. They're real cute to see him. Because he had some of the little heifers out here in this field, so he'd go out there and holler. And they just go
and
running.
They'll come.
Yeah, they just come. Do you sit on your porch much?
When it ain't so windy.
Yeah.
When it's warm.
And warm.
I sit out there. Well, I ain't gonna sit out there today.
Yeah. I got out there to sit on the porch yesterday, and the old gnats bothered me so much that I had to get back in the house. I didn't get to sit out there much yesterday. So, well, the glads that come up all around out here are about gone now. They've about bloomed.
I don't have any.
You don't have those?
No. You see one or two come up kid there. But, they don't do nothing much.
They don't. But they're supposed to multiply, though.
Yeah, they do.
Do multiply some. But there's a yellow something that's blooming right now, like a yellow daisy or something. Well, and the fields, there's some down by the store over there, kind of close. And then there's on the side of the road going up to Miss Flora's. Up there, there's just a lot of the yellow ones. Faye said she wanted to get some, take them in town. She keeps some flowers in the house all the time in town. Some blooming. And these daylilies that are blooming now, do you could have some daylilies?
Yes, ma'am.
You have some of those?
Yes.
I didn't see
them.
They
are beginning to bloom.
I don't believe I saw them the other day. What a color are yours?
Yellow.
These are yellow too. That's yeah.
Then I got a few. It's kind of red.
Red, kind of. Well, somebody told me the other day that if you pluck off the bloom, the one, you know, they'll be on a stalk with several buds, you know, along it. And you can pluck off that one that's in bloom and bring it in the house, and it'll stay. So I brought one in yesterday. I went and broke it off to see how long it would last.
Mm-hmm.
And it went away last night, though, in the night.
I'm sick to say, I never have had that luck. Living a day or two.
Yeah.
I brought them in the house, and the next morning,
they'd be gone, wouldn't they? Well, last night about before I went to bed, I went out there to see if it was still wide open, and it was. And so it, between then and this morning, Faye says, "Well, Mother, your flower is gone." But then that leaf, you can pluck it off and bring in the house and have flowers that day and leave the stalk, and it'll still come on and they are still bloom. You don't have to cut the whole stalk just to get that bloom. But I didn't know it would even do that. I thought this. But they say that's a good way to do, is to bring it in and all. Oh, this boy that was here today, he works with a big grocery store. His father is in it, and Winn-Dixie, they call it. And he don't want to stay and work in it. He wants to come back to school. But he's making money, and his parents think he ought to stay there and work in that. And that's not what he wants to do. So
I think if he want to go to school, I think they
ought
to let him go.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they ought to object.
Well, that's what God tells him to do. He can't advise him what to do. He and Faye says, "Now, we can't advise you just what to do, not to go ahead with you." He could go way up in the business like his daddy's gone up in the high part of a big concern. These Winn-Dixies have stores all over Florida, you know, and in Georgia. These big stores like the A&P, you know, and all of them. I don't know. I guess they have one here, Winn-Dixie. I don't know where. Maybe uptown somewhere.
Winn-Dixie.
And
got one in Kansas.
They got one in Gainesville. Well,
yes.
Well, he works with
my
one
grandson
in
grandson works it.
Does he work at Winn-Dixie?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Well, then fine.
We may have to build a little.
Well, I was going to say.
Fire!
You're going pretty soon, so
I got to go down there and see that little bull calf. He's pretty. Last year, her bull calf was one of the most beautiful calves. And her calves have such a good disposition.
Yeah.
They just come right up to you and talk to you.
Yeah.
Good.
All of them.
They just...
Well, you done trained them like that.
Well, those little baby ones that never had seen him before.
Yeah. He start talking to them soon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they get up and start talking. Didn't did last night.
You hadn't seen him this morning?
No, she didn't come up. She went on down yonder.
Oh, she's way back in the back then.
Uh-huh. No, she's just at the foot of the hill.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But she came up with him last night, yesterday, last night.
I wish there's some way I could see James and them a little bit every now and then, but you see, they're always on the wing, Miss Daisy, when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I never get to talk to them, and I'm not over. You see, when I first come down here, we'd go over there to the restaurant at noon and get a good meal for a dollar. A good meal for a dollar, you see, and all the neighbors were there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't make anything on that. And they quit serving in the daytime over there, you see. They don't serve till night.
Mm-hmm.
With the cocktails and all like that.
Well, you ready to put me back where I belong?
Well, I thought you did pretty well right there, Miss Daisy.
Well, I'm doing pretty well, but...
Let's see if she's got a...
She's got a different apron on this morning.
No, now, you know this apron been over here so many times till it's about wore out. Coming over here.
I don't remember ever seeing it.
Pull the chair.
Yeah. I don't remember ever seeing it before. But it's always
you seen it, ain't you?
No, I don't know that. I don't think it is.
And it's got a belt. Another
yes, for God.
Kind of it, belt to it, say.
Yeah. Did you do this stitching?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Mother says a brass stitch. Brass stitch? She did it.
A blue brass stitch.
Oh, well.
That's been a long time ago, though.
Oh. You have done it in a...
She got two pockets.
In a long time.
She got on a shirt this morning.
Well, now that apron you had over here last time, you said you might wear the rest of that dress over here.
Oh, I forgot it this morning. I ain't wearing your hat to wear.
That's Channel 2 over on 475 or 80, and the end of the visit, Miss Daisy and Mamu, this Wednesday morning, the 26th of April, 72. Channel 2 over around 475 or 80, and the end of this visit with Miss Daisy and Mamu, this Wednesday morning, the 26th of April, 72. Channel 2 over around 475 or 80, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy and Mamu this Wednesday morning, 26th of April, 72.